An upcoming climate action and sustainability fair aims to unite Berkshire area environmental activists, community members, and businesses. What's being called the first ever gathering of its kind in the Berkshires, Saturday's event aims to celebrate the area's climate action network. Groups like the Berkshire Environmental Action Team and the region's branch of 350 Mass are behind the effort. Judy Fox is one of the main organizers of the event called Living the Change.
I would say living the change means changing one's values, changing one's consciousness, changing, you know, one's interest to really keep this earth sustainable and more than sustainable, alive, basically.
The event's featured speaker is Lori Lane Zucker, CEO and founder of the Impact Entrepreneur Center for Social and Environmental Innovation. He is the former executive director of the Orion Society, a Great Barrington-based nonprofit that publishes its own magazine focusing on environmental issues. Lane Zucker says he will relate global environmental challenges to local issues.
But also talk about the fact that, you know, 12.8% of the Berkshires is living under the poverty line, that we're looking at a 25% drop in school enrollment in the next 10 years, and the great need that we have to grow our economy, diversify our economy, but to do it in the right way, to do it in a way where we're using 21st century approaches to 21st century challenges.
Lane Zucker says the center plans to open at least one combined learning center and business incubator in the Berkshires. He hopes to shore up a network of political, community, and business leaders aimed at building an economy that's attentive to environmental challenges.
To really think about how we can incentivize innovators, entrepreneurs across sectors, both through legislation that we would try to pass at the state level that would provide tax incentives, to more what we might call, say, softer incentives that the region can put together to incentivize talent and innovators to build companies and then keep them here after they start to expand and thrive.
The gathering will also include explanations about solar energy options and how to become active in area environmental organizations, according to Fox.
There'll be vendors on the Northeast organic farming. There's going to be a permaculture table. There'll be socially responsible investment tables.
Karen Andrews of 350 Mass says Saturday's gathering aims to celebrate environmental victories. Kinder Morgan recently suspended work on its Northeast Energy Direct natural gas pipeline that faced steady opposition in the Berkshires and elsewhere.
Because when you're, you know, fighting climate things and corporate structures, there's a lot of pushing against, and this is more like building something for the future that actually can draw people.
The event runs from 11 to 11 at Shire City Sanctuary in Pittsfield. A number of vendors from across the region will also set up in the parking lot during the day for the city's third annual food truck rodeo. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.